It is now 20 before the hour of 9, and boy, how time moves so quickly in the morning. You know, I told you guys that we will be greeting some friends from Guardian Life of the Caribbean today, and we are very pleased to welcome them. Amado Marcano is here, and he's a branch manager of Guardian Life of the Caribbean. Good morning to you, Mr. Marcano. How are you doing?
Good morning, Larry, and I'm doing great this morning.
Well, we are indeed very pleased to have you.
I'm very pleased to be here.
We know that this is going to be a learning experience for a lot of people. We're talking about living secure with Guardian Life. And at this time, this is what everybody is trying to position themselves to be able to live a secure life. Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity, first of all, to tell me a bit about the company and about yourself, too.
The Guardian is been in the business in the Caribbean since 1847. It's one of the longest serving insurance companies in the region. We operate in 22 different islands across the Caribbean, from Jamaica in the north, way down into Trinidad in the south. Mm-hmm. The head office in Trinidad, and Trinidad and Barbados is one territory together. And we have been located in Barbados since 2005. Actually, April 5th will be our birthday in Barbados. And we also are in the Dutch Caribbean, and we offer services also in Europe, in Holland, through the brokerage in Curaçao and Aruba. So in Aruba and Curaçao, we are like the number one player in the market, and so too across the Trinidad and in Jamaica. And so our services are in all forms of insurance, be it health, life, pensions, all forms of general insurance through Guardian General. As most people know, the Guardian General has been here over 34 years in Barbados through Caribbean Home. And We decided that many years ago that our business is to be in the insurance business. So rather than diversifying in other types of things that don't support it and don't support the Caribbean people and in financial and support and solutions, then we don't get too involved in those kind of things. But we invest across, of course, in many different types of businesses and stuff like that.
I get the sense that you are quite familiar with the terrain across the Caribbean as well. And I would like to find out, is there any different when you analyze what's been happening into the region, the parts of the region where you have traveled, and what you're seeing here in Barbados in terms of people's demands or requirements at this time?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, I have worked with the Caribbean Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors as, well, at one time president, but I sat on the executive for about 16 years. So Barbados was the first place that I was when I became president, as an example. And having traveled through from Dominica to Jamaica, Antigua, et cetera, et cetera. And having worked also in Curaçao, Aruba, St. Martin, a little stint in Jamaica, and of course, I worked about until 2005 in Trinidad, and have been in Barbados for the last nine to 10 years. And it's funny that across the Caribbean, everybody has the same problems. Different cultures, of course, but the same problems we have. I was in Curaçao up to 2-3 weeks ago, because I also do some work there still. And they were talking about some things that are happening in the Dutch Caribbean that, hey, I was telling them, our experiences in Barbados are very, very similar. So don't worry about it. follow the road and you will get there.
People are very concerned now, and I think you are aware of this, with all the downsizing, people losing their jobs, they're concerned about the future.
Yeah.
What sort of message would you give them in terms of looking futuristically at their lives and their families. How can you help?
What we do, not only as life guardians, but people in the financial services and also people at insurance companies, is that we have to be able to sit with people and look at their lives. Mm-hmm. Even as young as when you're 24, 25 years of age, what do you do for the next 10 to 15 years, or what do you want? So you really have to dig deep into people's hearts as to what their goals are, what their aspirations are. What we know is the reality takes place. I mean, we have been going through in the Caribbean, be it Barbados, be it Trinidad, be it Jamaica, wherever it is. People have been downsizing from a government point of view, government service, for instance, and companies have been downsizing, some have been closing down, and different things have been happening. So these things we have no control over when it happens to us. But what we could do, we could plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we could sit with people, and we suppose I sit with people and look at what their present situation is, and also look at what their desired situation that they would like to be in a particular point, a particular period. What is your plan for your family? What is your plan for your retirement? And then we could work towards those things. And so when I would like to use the word uneventful things happen in our life, because bad things happen to good people. Now we have something planned, put in place. You know, I remember from my own experience, I would, apart from life insurance, I would have bought mutual funds and, you know, put money in fixed deposits, credit unions, stuff like that. So you put your money in all these different places so that you could have a balanced financial plan. And I remember having money put aside in India, and this was in the 80s, and India went down. They lose 50% of your money. In 2007, the same thing happened. Madoff took over, then the whole financial crash took place all over the world. We had our own experiences in the Caribbean with, of course, with the famous word of Clico. So that also happened, and I know people that lost money, and the whole investment portfolio went down. People lost 40-50% of the time of their funds. So, but at the same time, somebody made some plans apart from that. And one of the things about life insurance is there's a guarantee on it.
Yes.
A lot of times there's a guarantee.
A guarantee.
And this is what we sell. We sell income for life. We sell it when the situation arises that when you may need it the most. And we that is why the whole program is based on life being life secure. So we bring security to people's lives.
One of the concerns of a lot of people now, I'm sure you're aware of that, is the question of health for the older people like myself and the younger people like our grandchildren. They're non-communicable diseases, and I'm sure Guardian Life of the Caribbean will also be prepared to address that situation in terms not only of helping but giving advice.
Yeah. Well, me and you. You and me.
I
the old people. Yeah. I have had my own experiences myself, you know. Being an athlete for most of my life, a lot of crap has happened that didn't really foresee, but thank God that we have not only health insurance, but we also have critical illness protection. So once somebody becomes critically ill, be it cancer or any of the NCDs, things like that once you are identified by your doctor that this is what the situation is, then we actually give you the money that is necessary, according to your coverage, of course, to have whatever operation you need to have, or surgery, or treatment, you know. So we always stand there to be able to support those kind of situations.
I hope that we can be able to spend some more time in the days ahead, the weeks ahead, the months ahead discussing these very important things. I've been noticing too that you are also the chief encouragement officer. Before you go, Mr. Marcano, could you just explain that to me?
Well, I grew up in leadership, and a lot of things that I do is based on the management and leadership of the operation across the Caribbean, not only in Barbados, but also in Curacao and Trinidad, and very heavily involved in training also. But I also lead a sales force.
Yes.
All right, and I have to keep them inspired, I have to keep them motivated, I have to keep them, you know, doing the right things at the right times, to the right people all the time. So they tend to call me chief encourager.
Chief encourager, I understand you clearly.
I encourage people all my life, you know.
And I see the smile on Shelley Miller's face. Shelley is not on the mic today. She's the marketing officer of Guardian Life of the Caribbean, so she endorses everything that you've said. I want to thank you for being here. I think that this is very important that we get together again and we talk to Barbadians and even sometimes even feel one or two questions from them in terms of what they're feeling in the present environment. I want to thank you for being here. Branch manager of Guardian Life of the Caribbean, and it's been great having you. Mr. Armando Marcano, and they told me that I should not mispronounce your name.
Thank you, Larry, and listeners this morning.
And we look forward to having you again.
Yeah, of course. I'll be back.
All the very best to you.
Thank you.